friends and new listeners, and welcome to The Sound of Faith. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us today because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message, Do You Know Who Your Daddy Is?, addresses the gender identity crisis of the times and the controversy transgenderism is creating in our nation and society. This is a lie spawned by Satan to deny our Creator's blueprint for life. Knowing God is your Father closes the door to the confusing crisis of sexual and gender identity. And now, do you know who your daddy is?
It's evolved to the place, some of you may not know this, so I'm informing you, some of you may, it has evolved to the place now where transgendered people no longer want to be referred to as he or she, him or her, his or her, even their new sexual identity. You would think if they used to be a boy and now they're a girl, they'd want people to say she, her, hers. See, because that would be reinforcing, I'm a girl now. But there are some people that they don't want that at all because they don't know yet if they're a boy or a girl. They might be a girl today and a boy tomorrow. They can go back and forth. It's called sexual fluidity. And they can go back and forth. So they have what they call non-binary pronouns. Non-binary meaning no biological attachment. You can't tell if it's male or female. So let me tell you what they are. He and she is Z. Him and her is Zim, and his and her is Zer. So Z, Zim, and Zer. Can you remember that? It's important, people. You got to remember these things because, you know, you want to be with everything right here. Z, Zim, and Zer. So Z went down the road, and you don't know if Z is a boy or a girl. You don't know. Give it to Zim. Zer, whatever. This is Zer's water. No, it's not. This is Sharon's water. This is her water. Now, we laugh because it is hysterical. Actually, there's more than this. There's more than these. But I chose this one because it was. I wanted to keep it simple. Now, here's the thing. We can laugh all we want. But you know, in some workplaces, if the transgendered person says to HR or whoever's in charge, I do not want to be called she or he, etc. I want to be called Z, and they make it clear that's what they want. Then if any coworkers or employees or anyone else on staff continues to call them she or he, depending on their biological thing, they can be reprimanded and they can lose their job. Amen. They're going to force us, whether we want to or not, to have to accept them by calling them Z. They're forcing people that say, okay, that's your life. And in America, you're free to do what you want. And in America, if that's what you want, then go for it. But they're going to they're forcing us now to become a part of it by using these pronouns. Amen? Folks, these are symptoms of a very severe identity crisis. It's full of confusion, and it's not without danger, because it is a lie. And all lies, somebody say all lies, are spawned by Satan, because Jesus said he's a liar and the father of lies. He's the liar and the father of lies. And let me say this to saints. Let me say this to Christians and saints here. This is why it is dangerous when people start getting out from under the influence of the Word of God and they get natural and carnal. They start picking and choosing. Well, it's okay to do this. Well, I don't see any harm with that. Well, I can do this. When you start picking and choosing things like that, amen, the little things that you say, oh, that's not harmful, the little things. But the problem is it opens you up so that when something this big and crucial happens, you will be more quick to swallow it. Amen. So the Bible says in Genesis 1:27, God made them male and female. in his likeness and in his image. But humanism says God made a mistake. Because you may not be a male or a female according to your biology. Amen. You may be the opposite of your biology, or you may be both. And I'm not even going to go into other things where people are now. See, that here's the buzzword. I identify as.
Amen.
So if I identify as a man, even though obviously I'm a woman, I can now go in the men's bathroom and vice versa. See, a man, all he has to do, he don't even have to be dressed up like a woman. He can look just like a man and say, I identify as a woman. I'm going in the ladies' bathroom. And no one can stop him. So everything is I identify as. Amen? That's the buzzword. I identify as. And now there are some people, I know it's really way out there. I'm not promising I won't spend time on it. I'm just going to say it in passing. That identify as a dragon. And now they're getting tattooed to look just like a dragon. Getting their tongues forked and all these other things. Starting to do the behavior like the one that's a cat. And gets all curled up like a cat. Another one's a dog, goes around on all fours. I mean, this is what I'm telling you. This is all spawned of Satan. He's turning people into absolute fools. And that would be the good thing, if not absolutely mentally ill. Amen? It all comes from Satan. So, if they say that God made a mistake, that you're opposite of your biological birth, or if they say that I'm both, depending on my mood at any given day, amen? The logical evolution is they have to get rid of God. You have to. You got to get rid of God. You got to mock the Bible. The Bible's got to be archaic of human origin, and it's totally intolerant, and we can't have it. Amen. You got to get rid of it. Amen?
Amen?
And you say, well, you know, that's people have a right to do what they want, and if they want to do that, that's true. If they're adults. If they're adults and they want to turn into a dragon, that's their business. If they're adults and they want to, you know, get sex reassignment surgery, that's their business. But listen to me, folks. The state of Washington has just passed a policy that will kick in September 2017, introducing new programs to teach children from kindergarten that they may not be the biological sex that they have biologically. And that they should not decide yet if they are a boy or if they are a girl, because the opposite could be true. Or they could be non-binary, meaning they're neither one. And it's up to them to decide how they identify. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I don't know how many other schools are going to do this, but I know this is a fact for the state of Washington. In the state of Virginia, their policy says there are no 100% boys or girls. No 100% boys or girls. Satan's grand finale is to have humans lose their identity as God created them, physically and spiritually. Amen? He does this by keeping people confused about who their father is. So I ask you today, do you know who your father is? See, even if you don't know who your biological father is, and there may be some here today who don't, even if you don't know that, if you know that the Creator God is your father, you will never have an identity crisis. You will never have an identity crisis. Neither physically or spiritually. God created Adam and Eve, male and female, and he told them, have babies. That's the first thing he told them, have babies. Amen? And the Jewish rabbis teach that when a man and woman, a husband and wife, have a child, they are co-creators with God. When God gave the Ten Commandments, the fifth commandment says, honor thy father and thy mother. It does not say, honor thy father and thy father. Honor thy mother and thy mother. But this thing all got started some years back, quite a few, over a decade or so ago in New York City when they started sowing the seed and they introduced the book to first graders, Heather Has Two Mommies. We never had any idea back then it would go this far, did we? No, we didn't. But Satan was laying the groundwork. He was laying the groundwork, and he used, now this is my opinion, of course, he used the whole homosexuality issue to sow the seed and lay the groundwork for this transgenderism. Amen? Because the homosexual issue, that was their business. That was their choice and their business. But as they began to come out and become more demanding, amen? And then when the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage, look how quickly all these things began to occur, amen? Listen to this. Today in the UK, in England, the scientists are now working on taking DNA from four different people, two male and two female, and putting it into one human egg. And the government is not stopping them. Now, they're probably going to have a lot of failures because when you start messing around with DNA and stuff like that, it gets, you know, all kinds of things can go wrong. But we never thought they'd ever successfully clone anything either. Amen? But here's the thing. If they succeed by taking the one, you know, they have a fertilized egg between a man and a woman. Obviously, you've got to start with that. I don't care what your agenda is. You've got to start with that. Amen? And then they will subtract some of the DNA of the mother and father out of that fertilized egg and then get the DNA from the other man and woman and put it in there. If they succeed in doing that, that egg, if it develops and a child is born, will then have four parents. Four parents. Do you know who your daddy is? Amen? And see, you see where the enemy is trying to bring in confusion. He doesn't want you to know who your father is. Amen? And that's why he's brought in the homosexuality that allowed now this stuff to develop. And now it's come to this. It's come to two things. In order to accept transgenderism, and in order to accept homosexuality, and of course, Christians and Bible believers are considered intolerant because they won't accept it. I don't understand how intolerance became a one-way street. I can't figure that one out. Intolerance in America is a one-way street. Amen. You see? But yet they can't tolerate us to just go on and believe what we believe. Amen. Amen? And unlike, excuse me, but unlike Islam, we're not saying let's go cut their heads off. Let's go shoot them up. Let's go kill them all. That's not, no true Christian, and I mean true in capital letters, would ever, ever say such a thing. That is not the Spirit of God. When James and John wanted to call fire down on the Samaritans because they rejected Jesus, he said, you don't know what spirit you're of. Amen. We don't hate homosexuals. Or let me, I don't hate homosexuals. I'll put it that way. Do I hate the sin? Oh, yeah. Yes. But you can't go around hating people. Does this make any sense? That man that shot all those people up, if you think homosexuality is a sin, if you believe that all sin, no matter what kind of sin it is, all sin is going to be punished in hell. So it's not just homosexuals, it's adulterers and murderers, and all sinners will have their part in the lake of fire. If you believe that, why would you kill somebody in the state of sin? As long as they're living, they got a chance to get right with God. If you kill them while they're in sin, they're going straight to hell. How many get that? But you see, what they have to do now, in order to condone this, they have to do one of two things. Number one, they have to claim that God made them that way, so it's got to be okay. But this is a big problem, because this would mean making God a liar. And we're talking about people that still want to claim Christianity, still want to claim the Bible, still want to claim that they know God. This is the group I'm speaking of. Amen? So they got a problem saying, well, God made me this way. If they say God made me this way, they're saying, I believe there is a God. Right? But then they have to make God a liar. Because it says in Romans 1:25, which is the scriptures about homosexuality, they change the truth of God into a lie. That's Romans 1:25. And Romans 3:4 says, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. And Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie. And the opposite is also true. Man is not a God that he can create life. So only God can create life, and he created them male and female, and every species, including human beings. So if a person has a modicum of intelligence and knowledge of Scripture, they realize that claiming that God made them that way makes God a liar. So what are you going to do? That brings you to number two. They have to get rid of God. So they can get rid of his word and get rid of his laws. Amen. So Satan's had a two-prong attack. Deny creationism. Say that we weren't created by a creator. We just evolved. Amen. And deny the creator. If you can deny creationism, if you can deny the creator, then you don't have to listen to anything this Bible says. You can throw it out in the trash can. If there's no God, tear it up and burn it. Amen? Because he doesn't want you to know who your father is. And this is the true identity crisis, because in order to know who you are, you have to know who your father is. You have to know who your creator is. All humans are children of God in the sense that God created all human beings. In that sense, we're all children of God. That means we don't look like monkeys. We don't look like dogs. We look like humans. Amen. But when we read here in 1 John 3:1 that says that we are now the sons of God or the children of God, he wasn't talking about a physical connection. Amen. If you read the rest of the book of 1 John, you will find that he tells you that you have to be born again of the incorruptible seed of God's word. This is how you become a child of God. And Jesus taught in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, he said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. And when we know that Nicodemus, who was not some uneducated guy, but was very educated, was a doctor of the law, amen, he said, how am I going to get back into my mother's belly? Now we think, oh, well, that's a stupid thing to say. But you see, the natural mind does not receive the things of the Spirit. To a natural mind, no matter how intelligent they are, learned and educated they are, spiritual things to them sound absolutely ridiculous. And Jesus basically said that. He said there's such a thing as a natural birth, but there's such thing as a spiritual birth. The natural birth is earthly. You come out of your mother's womb. But the spiritual birth is heavenly. And the Spirit of God conceives the seed of his word in your heart. And when you believe, amen, that conception brings forth the new birth. And you are born again. Amen. And John goes through the rest of this book and he explains. He says, God is righteous, and everyone who does righteousness is born of God. How do you know who's born of God and who's not? It's very simple. Look at their actions, their words, their deeds, and the fruit of their lives. If they're born of God, they do righteousness. And you say, well, what is righteousness? Righteousness is doing what is right. Well, what is right? Now, this is where people get into trouble. Because people say, well, this is my standard of right. I think that as long as I do X, Y, and Z, I'm all right. Well, I have an opinion too. I think in addition to X, Y, and Z, you need to do D, E, F, and then you'll be right. And somebody over here says, well, I don't see a need to do any of them. I think I'm right in myself. So how many standards of right are we allowed to have? Because if we can have a whole bunch of them, then none of them mean anything. None of them mean anything. You have to have one standard. If somebody takes a ruler and says, I've decided I don't want a foot to be 12 inches anymore. I want to make it 10 inches. And I'm going to build my building using a 10-inch ruler. What do you think is going to happen when he tries to follow the schematics and the blueprint and goes and buys the cabinets to put on the wall and all those other things because he's using a 10-inch ruler because he wants a 10-inch ruler? Amen? You can only have one standard for anything that you measure. There's got to be one standard. Amen? And so if people say, I'm a good person, I am a good person, please tell me what is the measurement you used to come to the understanding that you're good. You got to have something that measures good. Because, see, I think this is good, but this person says, no, that's good. And another person says something else is good. So whose measurement is correct? None of them. The Bible says there is none good but God. Amen? And he has given us all the measurement we need. And you can boil it down basically to the Ten Commandments. They boil down to that. There's a lot of things that are embellished and going on and details and things, but if you can keep the Ten Commandments, you'll be pretty good. Amen? And you can't keep the Ten Commandments unless you're born again. Because the commandments of God is a spiritual law. Paul said in Romans, the 7th chapter, the law is spiritual and I'm carnal. And a carnal or natural-minded person can't keep a spiritual law. That's why they kept messing up. That's why they kept breaking the commandments. That's why they kept going out there and murdering anyway and committing adultery anyhow. That's why God sent his son, Jesus Christ. To not only pay the price for all those broken laws and blot out those sins and transgressions with his blood, but here's the greater story. To give us power over sin so we're not slaves to it, so that we can just say no. Amen? Because otherwise, Paul said in Romans 7, the good I wanted to do, I couldn't do. And the evil I did not want to do, I did. He said, I am wretched and I am miserable because there's a desire in me to do good, but the doing of it in my body, I can't stop doing wrong. Who will save me from this wretched, miserable body of sin? And he answered his own question. I thank God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's easy to tell who is righteous, because who is righteous is born of God. Amen. He went on to say in 1 John, he said, God is righteous, and everyone who does righteousness is born of him. Whosoever is born of God does not practice sin, but the children of the devil do not do righteousness. John 8:44, Jesus said to a group of people, you are of your father, the devil, and his lust you will do. How many know it's biblical to call people children of the devil? It's biblical to call a person a child of the devil. But when you do that, you need to be able to explain to them according to the scripture. Amen? You need to make them realize that you too were once a child of the devil. That the Bible says that we are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And everybody that's not born again, and that included every one of us before, were children of the devil. In fact, Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, said we are children of disobedience. Disobedience. Amen? That's why Jesus said you had to be born again. And that's why John said, as we read, behold. I know that's an archaic old English word, but it means to consider. God is speaking to people here today. There's some of you that you could, there's a lot of thoughts going on in your mind right now. And the word of the Lord is to you is behold. What does that mean? It means to stop and consider. It means to contemplate the facts. It means to contemplate the truth of what's being said. Because if you have an honest heart, and I must say that, if you have an honest heart, the Spirit of God will begin to bear witness in your heart. This is truth. This is not this woman's opinion. This is not this woman called Sharon Knotts, her opinion or her message. These are my words, Jesus says. And heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And if you're not sure that these are my words, then you need to behold. You need to consider. You need to contemplate. And if you have an honest heart, God will direct you to the truth. And He will make you understand that these words are true, because you need to know today who your Father is. Not only because He created you, but because you are born again of His word. Amen. And you belong to Him. God sent His only begotten Son into this world, Jesus Christ. He had to send His only begotten Son because there was no one who was qualified to be the sacrifice for man's sin. Because every human being, no matter how good a person they are in the eyes of others, is sinful. Amen. Born in sin. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin cannot atone for sin. Amen? Amen? And the Bible says that perhaps for a good person, someone would be willing to die. And maybe for a righteous person in the eyes of the world, someone would be willing to die. But the problem is even if they were willing to die for somebody else, they're still a sinner, and sin can't atone for sin. But God commended or manifested His love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And so He sent His only begotten Son into this world that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God because He had an earthly mother, Mary, but He was not conceived of the sperm of any man. He was conceived by God Himself when the Holy Spirit hovered over Mary and created that seed in her womb. And somebody might say, now you expect me to really believe that? You see, you got to go back to the beginning of the Bible. You got to start at Genesis. And if you believe that God is your creator, see, you got to come back to who's your father. If you believe that God is your creator, then you know He created Adam out of dirt. Out of dirt. He sculpted him. He formed him with His hands. But still, He could have been as beautiful or more beautiful than the sculpture of David over there by Michelangelo over there in Italy. It meant nothing until God breathed His own breath into that piece of clay, and man became a living soul. So if God can make Adam out of dirt and create Eve out of a rib from Adam's body, then why can't He put a seed in Mary's womb? Amen? So you got to go back to the beginning. Who is your father? Is your father the creator God? If He created you, then He can cause you to come into the new birth and be born again as His son. Amen.
Amen. What a bold word of the Lord. Do you know who your daddy is? The phenomena of sexual and gender identity crisis facing us today has spawned controversy and backlash between not only Bible believers and unbelievers, but in the medical and legal and political systems as well. Political correctness has clamped down on the truth and common sense. The Bible is mocked and creationism is ridiculed. We have a generation of unchurched people who don't know God as their creator and father, and Satan has exploited this to further alienate the people from the truth of God's word. The revolutions of free love and abortion and same-sex marriage and transgenderism have turned society on their heads, and we have yet to see the full fallout of these errors. Multitudes of Americans do not know who their biological fathers are, which has detrimental consequences, but the greater tragedy is when people do not know they are created in God's image, male and female. Satan's grand finale is to have humans lose their God-ordained identities both physically and spiritually. He has ramped up his agenda, and Christians must take a firm stand for biblical truth. We are the lights in this very dark hole of identity crisis. Do You Know Who Your Daddy Is? Can be ordered on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request SK-188. Mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online to soundoffaith.org, where you can also order on MP3. But to order by mail, send your minimum love gift of $10 to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Request SK-188. Till next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.